you doing?
Spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about!
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Ah, I'm so happy, I can't even feel my arms!
A show for the faint of heart.
This is crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good. Really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show. Jay and Kevin.
Well, hello, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It's not Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels, Kevin and producer Steve here today once again, broadcasting a live from beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington, 99201, live from Studio C's second floor, Digital World Broadcast Center, the KXOY building. It's a Wednesday. It's 8/7/2024. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Steve. That was delivered with just utmost confidence.
It was. I felt good about it.
Did you? Okay, you did a pretty good job. I have something that I noticed there. Are you a zero or an O guy? Do you always say zero or do you sometimes say O?
I sometimes say O.
You do. You'll mix it up. Because I believe I say 992... 992... 201, I think. Yeah.
Okay.
Two. I'm trying to think of how I say it.
I think it also depends how you're grouping it, right? So if you go like 99201 or you go 99201. Or wait, no, I said it the same way.
The same.
I don't know.
I know what you're saying. Though. Sometimes like the rhythm of it feels better to say O than zero. But I'm trying to think. Right. My zip code is 99201 as well. Okay, that's how I say it. 99201. I say O.
Okay.
I just let it come out natural there. I wasn't thinking about it. So I say O. What a fascinating topic to start the day. Do you say O or zero?
Yeah. No, I mean...
I say both, I think, but...
Yeah, is that the same case when you're doing phone numbers as well, or what's going on there?
I don't know. Let me think. Let me pull up a phone number that has maybe a zero in it.
Ooh, I feel like that's difficult to do because, I mean...
Well...
Are there a lot of...
Yeah,
well,
unfortunately, you just lucked out, Steve. Your phone number has no zeros in it.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking of all
but
the
like,
people
okay,
that I know.
I say 509. 509.
Yeah.
441-0. 999.
Yeah, it would not make sense to say 0999 or... 0999? That'd be weird.
Yeah, there I don't say oh, but in the 509, I always say 509.
Oh, yeah.
The 208, talking about Idaho. I don't say the 208.
Right.
Yeah, that just sounds real weird.
Mm-hmm. But if you were to say, if you were to give the area code for a number in Idaho, would you say 208?
I would not. I'd say 208.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh.
Interesting.
Yeah, I don't know why. I don't know what dictates how I say that.
Okay.
If anybody has the answers of why you say it the way you say it, please text it in to us today at 509-441-0999.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Now, quick tip from a guy over here who's not a millionaire.
Okay.
If you buy it, you got to keep it.
Kevin James.
Right. Yeah. It doesn't say buy dirt, then sell it when you're having a problem and it's not as much money as it was when you bought it.
And then you live in an apartment.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Oh, good morning, Kevin.
Oh, good morning, Steve.
It is a good morning, right?
Right? You know what? Any morning you wake up is a good morning.
Yeah.
I heard this little thing online one time.
Okay.
That said, if I gave you, hold on, gosh dang it, $1 million tomorrow, would it change your life?
And am I supposed to answer this? Yes. Yes,
be
it
helpful?
Would. Yes, it would.
No one else here.
Jay, where are you? Yeah. It would change my life for sure.
If I gave you $10 million tomorrow, I'm screwing this thing up, I think, but $10 million tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it would change my life.
But you knew you were not going to wake up. Would you do it? Like that would be it. Tomorrow would be the last day that you lived.
Oh. Well, then no.
Then you don't want the $10 million, right?
Yeah.
See? So that's just it. Waking up each day is worth more than $10 million to you.
Correct.
Think of it that way.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
how valuable waking up every day is.
Yeah, no, that's a great way to think of it.
I tell myself all this today to try to stay positive when all I want to do is throw stuff. I don't really throw stuff. I just
punch a wall?
Yeah, my car had a visitor overnight that does not own the car. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
I think a vehicle prowler,
if you will.
Yeah.
Mm. I came out and I was like, oh, what? Oh, no. That doesn't look good. Things look disturbed. And sure enough, all my, you know, the paper you have above your visor, which, ha ha, joke's on you. They were colorings from my granddaughter and my vehicle registration. Pretty boring. No real damage there. They did steal all the change. Not all of it. They didn't even get all of it. They're sloppy. They didn't even get all the change out of the cup holders. They left a little bit of change in the cup holders. And then had opened up the center console, dug through everything in there.
Jeez.
Had opened up the, I have two center consoles, like a top and a bottom. The top one, and this is where it scares me. I don't even want to say it. Because our listeners are good people. I can say it.
Okay.
I have my garage door opener in my car, right? But you don't. I didn't want to ever leave it up on the visor for this very reason. Somebody breaks in, they open up the garage, they can then go into the garage, get anything they want, right?
Mm-hmm.
We don't want that.
Right.
So I put it in a leather case that's like the owner's manual and all that stuff. I've hid it in there. And then I just open up the center console, reach down in there. I know where to press on it, and it opens. Well, they looked through that, but they didn't take the garage door opener or open my garage. Thank God.
Yeah, that is kind of bizarre.
Plenty of stuff right there. I think they were a bad thief because did I mention in the back of my car was all of my DJ equipment? I have been very good about not leaving equipment in my car because it's just not. I don't like doing it.
Sure.
I do not like doing it. And so, but this week, for some dumb reason, I know what it was. My son keeps parking in the garage, and he had a bunch of old antique guns and stuff that he brought home from a storage unit.
Okay.
And so those are in his car, and he hasn't put them all away yet. And so I get it. You don't want those outside because that would be bad if those disappeared. They have sentimental value and actual value.
Right.
But I guess I'm thankful in the fact that they were a lazy. And, you know, my briefcase, Steve, it finally worked. My briefcase. Guess what? If I had a normal fancy briefcase, they would have stole it.
Mm-hmm.
But anybody who knows my briefcase, it is just currently it is a Yokes Fresh Market bag.
Ooh.
And inside that briefcase was
everything.
AirPods.
Oh, yeah.
Pills.
Uh-huh.
Some pills that would have street value.
Right.
That was really all that was in there today. There wasn't anything else too crazy.
Okay.
Most of the time, that's where my wallet is. But there was the bummer. Yesterday, when I got home, it was just that dumb moment where my granddaughter came out and saw me. That's not a dumb moment. That's a great moment.
That's a lovely moment.
But I did the thing, Steve, where I had left my wallet. Setting, I don't know if it was on my seat or what it was, but that was, I'm sure, the motivation for them to break in.
Yeah.
So now I'm trying to go through and remember what was in my wallet, cancel it. I mean, I've already shut off my business card and my regular card. It's just a pain in the butt, though.
Right.
Why didn't y'all just leave stuff alone? right?
I mean, yeah, that's the thing.
Gosh.
Jeez. That is so aggravating. And
yeah. Well, and just in that thing where you just keep looking in the car going, ooh. And obviously, I'm guessing they were on foot, or they probably would have stole some of my DJ stuff.
Right, yeah.
It's all big and heavy for the most part. I'm going to take it all out today and look and see if I'm missing a bag of anything that, just a dirty feeling. And it's really stupid, and I feel dumb that I left my wallet there. But again, I was distracted, and I went inside, and I think I planned on going somewhere later yesterday, then I never did.
Mm. Well, you know.
I pulled a Steve.
The Big 99.9 Coyote.
Stayed home all day.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Lady Bird Johnson. Do you know her?
Yes, the former first lady.
Kevin James.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't really know who she is. Lady Bird Johnson, I honestly thought was a baby from Larry Bird and Magic Johnson.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Alrighty, Audio Vault time. Audio Vault brought to you by Outlaw Barbecue and Cater Markets.
Oh, hit me with it, Steve. I am ready, bud. I need something to pick me up, keep me happy today, and I am relying on you 100%. You said to me earlier today, well, Kevin, you kind of carried the show the last 2 days, so maybe today I can carry the show.
I mean, let's not get ahead of ourselves or anything.
Yeah, but I mean, this is a real chance for you to shine right now with the Audio Vault. This is all put together by producer Steve, and I am ready for some fun.
All right. Tell you what, let's start off. Let's work our way up here. What do you say? How do you feel about that?
Yeah.
So we've heard from, I believe, both Carrie Underwood and Luke Bryan about Carrie Underwood being a judge on American Idol.
I don't remember what Luke Bryan said.
Maybe we... Did we not hear about him? I can't remember now.
I know he said... I saw a quote from him yesterday that said something like, get a therapist.
Get a therapist?
Because you're going to need a therapist after being on the show. Because it's hard, like, telling people no or just getting through all of it, the emotions of it all, I think.
Oh, for her. Okay, I gotcha. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, so I guess we know what they've said, but curious as to what Lionel Richie thinks?
Have to talk about Idol.
Yes.
Carrie Underwood.
Thank goodness. It makes a lot of sense when you, this is not someone we have to get used to. And the fact that she has a great story. She came from American Idol. You know, we, as artists, we know how you feel, but we've never been in that oval that says American Idol. So for her, she's been there, done that. She can really speak from what they have to go through, what they're feeling.
So there you go.
He didn't say anything.
I mean, he's excited though, right?
He is. Yeah. I mean, it sounds like he's excited about it. He's happy with the choice. And it is. That part is cool where it's like, listen, she's been there. She's been on that side of it. They've never had someone else really be like that.
Yeah. I mean, I guess the only comparison that I can really kind of think of would be Kelly Clarkson on The Voice.
Absolutely.
Which is kind of, I mean, even though she
was on a different show. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. And I guess Jennifer Hudson was on The Voice too. So they're just grabbing all the people from the other show. That's kind of interesting.
Yeah, they did for a while.
Yeah. So that's that. Let's check out what Matt Damon has to say about the possibility, or would he do another Bourne movie?
I would do another one. It's always been about if there's a good story and a good, you know, we never, I think nowadays a lot of people make these franchise movies, you know, they start the first one and they've already got the fifth one planned and they've got the whole kind of architecture built. And we never did that. We always went one at a time and we always assumed we wouldn't be lucky enough to make another one. So it means that each time you finish, you got to go totally back to the drawing board and kind of reinvent the story a little bit. So if someone can do that, you know, I would love to.
That's a fair point.
Why is Matt Damon making the rounds right now?
He's in that new...
I think it's Casey Affleck. That's right.
Yeah. It's an Apple Plus movie, I believe.
Yes, it is. And, okay. And The Investigators. We talked about it yesterday. You'd think I'd remember that, but I don't.
Well, no, you do.
I did as soon as I thought about it.
Yeah.
A little bit more. I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. That is why he's making the rounds. I did see a little clip of him yesterday where Jesse Plemons. Do you know who Jesse Plemons is?
Oh, he is. I know he's married to Kirsten Dunst, I believe.
And he is?
I think he's an actor.
Yeah, he is an actor. All the way he's an actor. I know him best as being Landry on Friday Night Lights. He's been a lot of different stuff. He is an award-winning actor. He's just very, very good.
Yeah.
But he was talking about the fact that people tell him that he looks like Matt Damon. And he's like, okay, well, that's a real compliment to me, but I can't imagine Matt Damon feels great about that. Because Jesse's a little bit different looking.
Uh-huh.
But he does. They do resemble each other. It was the first time I'd ever thought of it. And then they ask Matt Damon, and Matt Damon was great about it. He was like, yeah.
Oh, okay.
He goes, dude, that's a compliment to me, too. That guy's the best actor. And he goes, actually, when he was a kid on the set of one of the movies they did together, he's like, he looked more like me than I look like myself.
I love that. That is funny. And great that they both see it as compliments. Hopefully they actually do it.
Yeah, Matt Damon's better looking. I get what Jesse Plemons is saying, but yeah, Jesse Plemons, real good actor.
Okay. Good to know. Good to know. Kit Harington, Game of Thrones, as you might know. Jon Snow, I believe, right? He is a relatively new father, and here's his kind of feelings about that.
I used to get so annoyed and bored when someone showed me their video of their children. Like, if you don't have kids and someone
goes... They'll set you up with that.
No. I was curious.
Someone shows you a picture of their kids or a video and you're like, oh, God. But now I'm like, I'm right in there. I'm completely smushy about it.
He's smushy about it.
I think that's so true, too. Like, when you just... So I think women are pretty good with it. Like, they get it most of the time. Women like... to see babies or whatever, but yeah, sometimes guys are just like, oh, please, I don't really care. And then you have a baby and you realize, okay, I'm that guy now.
Yeah,
I get it.
Absolutely.
I get it.
It is kind of funny how that all works out. And would you be curious to know if he would let his children watch Game of Thrones?
I don't think they'll want to watch Game of Thrones.
You don't think, please?
No. I mean, think about it. They like their mum and dad in something? No. They'll be like, no. I absolutely guarantee you they'll probably never want to see that show.
Mm-mm. Yeah, you don't let them watch it.
Yeah, I think that's also...
I've seen some of Game of Thrones. It is not for children.
So it's
although, you know what? Maybe if they're acting bad, show them you like... chopping someone's head off or something.
Oh, yeah.
That might be good.
That'll scare them or something, yeah.
Right, then they'll be like, hey, you know what? I didn't know Dad had that in him.
Fair enough. I got one more for you, Kevin, if you'd like. This one is Dustin Lynch.
What if I said I didn't like it?
Well, then I would just play a commercial or something. I don't know.
Okay, it's Dustin Lynch. What's he talking about? And then I'll decide.
Okay, he's talking about what he has on his tour bus.
For like what? Like for
food wise, we'll say.
Food. Oh, okay. I'm interested.
Okay. All right. Very good.
We have an array of ice cream, which is bad for me because ice cream is my weakness. And unfortunately for four other guys in my band, their weakness is ice cream. So we always have Ben and Jerry's and then some sort of gelato and then Klondike bars and then Nutter Butters over here.
See, that kind of reminded me of, I think it was yesterday, Kevin, you showed me a video of DJ Khaled and his massive freezer in his house.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that was amazing.
Yeah.
That thing's gone viral. He has a, you know, rich person fridge slash freezer where it's just gigantic and he opens it up and it's just lined with ice cream. Everything in the entire freezer is ice cream.
Yeah. Kind of reminded me of that. And
another one.
Yeah. Another one. It's crazy how much you can fit into a tour bus too, I guess, right?
Yeah, and that's a bad deal if all the guys like ice cream because it's never ending. It'd be different if everybody else was like not interested in it, then Dustin could maybe get away from it. But yeah, he's going to have to work hard to keep that little stage body going.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream.
Did you?
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
But here's the thing. If you get into my garage, mm-hmm. I'm already in trouble.
Sure.
There's a plenty of stuff to steal.
Kevin James.
There's a plenty of stuff.
There's a plenty of stuff.
Yeah, sure there.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Oh,
Wavelink.
Yeah. You like that, huh?
Yeah, it is time to play Wavelink. Who is our contestant today?
It is Paul. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
All right. Paul. Excited to do a little Wavelink with us?
This is my first time playing Wavelink, so yes, hopefully it goes well.
Okay, excellent.
Have you heard the game before?
I have not heard the game before, so you might have to explain it
well,
to me.
Well, let me help you out, Paul. I'll explain it to you. It's pretty easy. We're going to give you a category. And what you're going to do is list the top three things that you think of in that category. Now, I will be the contestant today. So I will be writing down the top three things in the category as well. The deal is we want to match each other.
Perfect.
For each one that we match, if we get it in the exact right spot, it's 2 points. If we get it, you know, we both have it, but not in the same spot, it's 1 point. Okay?
Okay.
And we'll do three rounds of it.
Perfect.
Okay, so here we are ready to try Wavelink today. Steve, what is the category?
Okay, so the first category that you're going to list three things for, Paul, are three current U.S. Olympians.
Ooh, okay. I'm going to write mine down here.
Okay, so we'll let Kevin do his thing. And then, yeah, Paul, think of three current U.S. Olympians, and we'll see if we can do some matchy-matchy. Did we say matchy-matchy? Yeah, I like that.
Okay, I got mine.
Okay, perfect. All right, Paul, who do you have for your three current U.S. Olympians?
This is a tough one. I'm going to go Simone Biles.
That's 2 points.
And I cannot think of her name, but it is the swimmer. So, and then my third one would be is the basketball player, female. Catlin, that's it. I'm just
going to
go for the 2 points.
Okay, listen, he got the two. And the second one, I have Katie Ledecky, and I know that's who you're thinking
Dang
of.
He
didn't say it, Steve, but I'm giving him 1 point.
Okay, that I think yeah, we can
and then,
agree with
on
that.
The third one, I had Noah Lyles, who was the guy who just won the 100-meter dash, fastest man in the world from the U.S. That. So, there we go. That was round number one, and you walked away with 3 points. Not shabby.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Very generous of you. Thank you so much.
Kevin is a generous man. All right. Shall we move on to round number two?
So generous, I left my wallet in my car and let someone steal it overnight.
That is terrible news. Terrible.
Yeah. But it's only going to get better. So that's the main thing. All right. Category number two is appetizers.
Appetizer. Oh, yes. Wow. Just any. Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah. Any type of, you know, food that you would get. It can be a restaurant, could be at home, you know, lots of different options for, you know, a pre-meal, pre-full meal thing, you know.
Mm-hmm. I hate it. No, I can't say too much.
Okay.
This is going to be a hard one.
You've already said too much.
And, yeah, we are. I am going to lose this one for you.
I feel like I can think of like two right away, and then it's hard to think of the third one. That's what I'm having trouble with.
Okay, well, I don't know that I did that good, Paul. What do you have?
You know, funny, these popped into my head right away. I don't know what that says about me, but I have mozzarella sticks.
Okay, that's 2 points. That's the first one I had, and the only one I feel confident about.
Wings are number two.
Dang it! I was gonna go that way. Then I'm like, they're not an appetizer; they're food. Okay, I don't have wings.
And I have nachos for the third.
Okay, I do have nachos as number three, so we got 2 points there. I had the spinach artichoke dip at number two.
Oh, that is good. I love that too.
It is a good one, yeah. Okay, so we got 4 points that round for, again, not a great, you know, job matching all three, but we got two in the right spot. So 7 points for Paul now. And you have to get over 10 points in order to win this prize today.
Okay. So it's going to be...
The pressure's on.
Great minds think alike. Here we go.
Okay. All right. So, Paul, The category, the final category here for wavelength is search engines.
Search engines?
Yes.
Well, okay.
I mean, I guess there's really not a lot of options here, really. Maybe there are. But yeah, search engines is the topic. Let Kevin write his down. I'm thinking of a couple, though. There's some options.
There are, but not, I mean, not we'll see how we do.
Okay.
I'm locked in. I got mine.
Okay.
Hold Let's on, see how.
Hold on, gentlemen.
Hold on, he says.
I got one more in my mind. I've got to get it. Okay, let's do it.
Okay, what do you got, Paul? Let's do it.
What's number one, Paul?
I got to go Google.
Well, yeah, that's right. That's 2 points. We are 1 point away from victory.
Ooh, I like this.
It is. I have Google. That's a problem. I'm going to go Siri.
Excuse me?
Hey, Siri? Is that right?
Siri? Oh, you know, is that a search engine? That's a good question. No, it's a virtual assistant, I believe. So, unfortunately, oh, now my phone's listening to me. Sorry, Siri.
Now you've woken up Siri. Yeah. Okay.
No.
What's your? What's
Do you
your...
have any other search engine for the win?
God, Jay, it's Google, and hey, what's her name? It's
Oh, I know what you're thinking.
That's... I know what I'm thinking too.
And it's not going to be a match with me.
Oh, dang it.
I had Yahoo.
Oh, I forgot about Yahoo. Yes.
And Bing.
Oh, yes.
That's an old one. That's a classic, though.
That is good.
Yeah. So,
hey, thanks for the terrible last category, Steve, so that Paul didn't win.
Thanks a lot.
Oh, man. Now I feel bad. Oh.
No, you're good. It was fun.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you had fun. And you know what, Paul? I'll tell you what. Why don't you pick a number, and we'll try and get someone to be that number. Could be you to win some tickets. What do you say for that?
That sounds perfect.
Okay. And you know what? Kevin, I'm feeling a little bit generous today. Do we want to qualify Paul?
Yeah, at least qualify him. He played the game very well.
Yeah. Paul, why don't we qualify you for the Coastal Country Jam Flyaway Contest? Can we do that?
That sounds amazing.
Okay, perfect. So you stay on the line, and why don't you give us a number for someone to win? We'll let them choose the tickets. Either
Kane
Nate
Brown or you know,
Nate Smith,
Nate Smith and Ernest.
Or the Outlaw Music Festival, yeah. So, yeah, what's a good number?
Let's go lucky number 7.
All right. We'll do 7. Caller number 7 right now at 509-441-0999. And, yeah, thanks for playing, Paul.
Thanks. The Big 99.